reach this point, I think we will have a decent life. This is like Palestinian and Israeli matter. Both sides should sit in the same table. They should reach a peace agreement, not only ceasefire agreement. A peace agreement. Both sides should fulfill the conditions of this agreement in the upcoming future. It should be like with the sponsorship of other countries like Europe, country from Europe, from USA, from UK, from the Arab country. They should guarantee like both sides will not will be able to do some commitment to this peace agreement. The sufferings will not stop. And people here, they should have a decent life. I mean, the Israeli, at least they have a better life than the Palestinians. But Palestinians also should have a decent life. They should have access to of movement. They should be able to enjoy the life. They should have electricity. They should have internet. They should have water. They should have all the services provided from any country. They should they should live in their own houses without waiting for another war. I know this is something can be reached in any moment. This is not something possible because all of the countries outside Gaza, they have the same facilities. So why should the Palestinian here in Gaza or in West Bank, they should suffer more and more and more? We will not stop calling. We will not stop sending our messages. This is our messages as Palestinian, as journalist, as civilian. I keep saying this for whom listening to us. We are people. We are human beings like you. Just feel our sufferings. Imagine yourself in our place. What will you do? I know you will do more pressure, but here in Gaza, people, they lost everything. They lost everything. I mean, they lost everything. I mean, they lost themselves. You know what does it mean whenever you lost yourself? So they are not able. The only thing that they can do it is just searching for food and water. That's what they can do during their day. So just feel them. Try to promote their problems from the external world. To do some pressure on your government to look at those civilians, to stop their sufferings. I know you can do it. I know you can do more pressure. This is something not impossible. So I hope like my words can reach you, can reach your heart, and you can think with it. You can feel us. As I'm saying all the time, I'm to feel our pain, to feel our sufferings. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to send the messages on behalf of all of the Palestinians here who cannot speak. We have some restriction on freedom of speech. So, but as a free woman, I can talk and I can send my message to all over the world. Thank you, and see you again next week. Bye bye.